From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation says there is no indication yet the gunman who killed 49 people in an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the U.S. or part of a network. James Comey said investigators are confident so far that Omar Mateen was inspired by jihadists and radicalized online.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations. We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando, to understand his motives and to understand the details of his life.
The 29-year-old son of Afghan immigrants was shot and killed by police after a three-hour standoff. President Obama will visit Orlando Thursday. The shooting has impacted U.S. presidential politics, with presumptive Republican Party candidate Donald Trump proposing a suspension of immigration from countries with a proven record of terrorism.
And although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it.
His likely Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, said while Mateen is dead, the virus that poisoned his mind lives on.
And we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination, and pride in our country and our values.
But she warned against demonizing all Muslims, called for tougher gun safety measures. The governments of Eritrea and Ethiopia traded accusations Monday, accusing each other of starting border clashes, a reminder of an unresolved boundary dispute that led to war more than a decade ago. An Ethiopian government spokesman said there were significant casualties on both sides Sunday. COM reported restored Monday. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991. This is VOA News.